Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
Praise him! Praise him! My strength and my redeemer.
You are each of equal worth, said the Lawgiver, to three that were seated before him. And each has followed my path thus far. But hereon for two of you, there must be a parting of the ways, and our journey henceforth shall pursue separate roads. And how will you choose among us? Asked his students. Tomorrow, before dawn, we will again assemble at this place of peace, and each shall be witness to a miracle. The one chosen will be he among you that can equal the majesty of what they will see. The next day, in the moments preceding the dawn, the students gathered and found the Lawgiver bathed in the beauty of the rising sun. He held aloft a humble piece of coal. With a deft movement of his wrist, there was a flash of light, and in his hand there was now a diamond of singular beauty. Until this evening, then, he said, in the light of a new day, and without another word left them to contemplate what they had seen. Feeling cheated by the obvious trick, they discussed with contempt the use of flash powders and sleight of hand, but each quickly disbanded to assemble the necessary items to repeat the illusion. That evening, they gathered again, and each was invited in turn to match the wonder of what they had seen. The first student apologized for the lack of preparation, but in a wondrous flash of light managed to seemingly change a piece of coal into a coin of gold. The second fumbled in the execution and succeeded only in setting a sleeve alight. A miracle of sorts, he argued, though not very persuasively. The final student sat cross-legged, closed his eyes, and made them wait. Many hours passed in this fashion, and the students began to grumble. The night passed slowly, until at last the sun again began to rise in the sky. At last the final student opened his eyes. There, he said. The Lawgiver smiled. Bid your friends goodbye and follow me. The other students grew angry. But he did nothing, they accused. How is it that you would choose him over us? Because he alone showed us again the miracle of the day before, was the reply. He alone was not distracted by flashes and bangs and sleight of hand. He alone basked in the beauty of the rising sun and appreciated it for what it was. Now the students grew even more incensed. The sun rising in the sky is not a miracle, they argued. It happens each day. That it happens each day makes it no less of a miracle, the Lawgiver responded. The beast, man, was ever unable to appreciate this simple truth, and thus was banished into the shadows of ignorance.
And now, Planet of the Apes.
For work. Zero will have my head for this if I don't get the place cleaned up. Simmer down, you especially. I have to get this place cleaned up. I don't have time for you dirty beasts. Damn, broom. You'd think I could get a newer one, but no. All the money goes to keeping these animals healthy. Better give Dr. Zero's test a try, stupid. Unless you like going hungry. Stack the pretty blocks and get the banana hanging from the ceiling. Stupid beasts. It's a wonder they can feed themselves at all. Good morning, Dr. Zero.
Good morning, Julius. You are late. Again.
I'm sorry, Dr. Zero. My wife.
Don't let it happen again, Julius. You have young ones to support. What kind of example are you setting? In any event, how's our patient today?
No change. The minute you open the door, he goes into his act.
Do we want some sugar, old-timer?
You could get hurt doing that, Doctor.
Don't be silly. He's perfectly tame.
They're all tame until they take a chunk out of you.
Julius! And you? Well, what do we want this morning? Do we want something? Speak! Come on, speak! Well, Bright Eyes, is our throat feeling better? Aw, your neck. It still hurts, doesn't it?
See, he keeps pretending he can talk.
Did you see that? It's remarkable.
Huh?
He's trying to form words.
Well, you know what they say. Human see, human do. Now what?
He seems to want something.
I'd be careful, Doctor. What did I tell you? Tried to get you and your people. Get back! Try that again, and I'll break your arm. Good morning, your Excellency.
Dr. Zaius.
I'm so glad you could come. He's over here.
This nasty creature, I presume?
Bright Eyes, show him. Go ahead. Do your trick. Speak. Go on. Speak again.
My name is...
There. Can you believe it? It looks like he's talking.
Yes. Amusing. A man who acts like an ape.
Dr. Psy could have sworn he was answering you.
He shows a definite gift for mimicry.
I wonder how he'd score on a Hopkins manual dexterity test.
An animal.
Look!
He's moving his fingers.
Of course. Of course. He saw you moving yours.
But perhaps he understood.
Man has no understanding, Dr. Zira. You can be taught a few simple tricks. Nothing more.
I beg to disagree. According to my experiments...
A word to the wise, Dr. Zira. Experimental brain surgery on these creatures is one thing. I'm all for it. But your behavioral studies are another matter entirely. To suggest that we can learn something about simian nature from the study of man is nonsense. Besides, men are a nuisance. They outgrow their own food supply in the forest and migrate to our green belts and ravage our crops. Sooner they're exterminated, the better. It's a question of simian survival.
Is this female the one you wanted, Dr. Zira?
Yes, thank you. Bright Eyes, I've got a present for you. Put the human female in with him.
Yes, Dr. Zira. Move, female. Get in there. Thank you, beast.
See, Bright Eyes? She takes your hand. That's so sweet.
packed my bags last night pre-flight.
Good evening, sir. You're entering a restricted area. Can I see some identification?
No problem. Here. Dark out tonight.
All seems to be in order. All access security badge. ID? Oh, my God. I am so sorry, sir. Commander Brent, you are going up tonight. Pass on through, sir.
No problem, Sergeant. Glad to see security's on their toes. Yeah. I left off tonight.
Are you gonna be able to find him?
I plan on it. Taylor and his shipmates are out there somewhere. Up to me to find out where. Anyway, have a good one. I'll be looking for you when we get back with the Lost Travelers. Keep everything locked up tight.
Will do, sir. Good luck.
Yeah, I'll be needing it.
That was Elton John. That song is climbing up the charts this New Year's Eve. We hope you have a great 1977. Up next is KISS with Detroit Rock City.
Should about do it, Commander Brent. Your suit is all ready. Just need to put the helmet on.
Good. I'm so ready to get started on this. And to get it over with. Lord knows where Taylor went.
But it is up to us to find him and his crew, Brent.
Skipper, I didn't hear you walk up.
You ready for liftoff?
Yes, sir.
Good. We have one last thing to do, though. Seems the President wants to wish us off.
The President knows about this? I mean, I thought, well, Nearlight Drive was off-limits knowledge. The press thinks we're going to the moon.
The President's prior military. He knows more than NASA perhaps would like him to. Their secret Roswell project notwithstanding.
Is that where this breakthrough FTL drive came from? Martians?
I have no idea. As to where and how we have the FTL drive, I don't know, and I feel a lot safer not knowing where the technology came from. I just know that our mission is to find Taylor. Before the Russians do. Come on, let's go get a pep talk from the big man.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
Skipper, Commander Brent. Enter, gentlemen. The President is waiting. As is the launch sequence.
Yes, sir, Mr. Burton.
Have a seat. Here is the President.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope that you both had a sound sleep. I have a summit with the Russian Premier shortly, so I'll get right to the point. This mission, the actual mission, is top secret. No one, not even the Russians, knows about our FTL drive. This is the only other ship to have it. That has taken us 30 years to build these two ships from scratch, and from the supplied items, shall we say. It will take longer than that to fabricate the parts to make a third. You have to find Taylor and bring his ship back. This is our ticket to the end of the Cold War. You cannot fail.
Supplied items?
Shut up, Brent. Go on, Mr. President. Commander Brent was out of line.
Right. Understand that if you do make it back, you can never speak to anyone about this mission. Your lives depend upon this. Do I make myself crystal clear?
Yes, sir.
Good. Then let's get to blasting you two out to the stars. Good luck and good hunting.
You heard the man. Get to your starship. Destiny awaits. Good luck.
Yes, sir. If we survive Destiny, you let us live as well. I wonder.
Brent.
Both strapped down for liftoff. Good luck and Godspeed.
Thanks.
What is wrong, Commander Brent? Perhaps I can help.
No, I don't think you can, computer.
What's your problem, Brent?
Even if, and I say if, we find Taylor, and if we can bring him and his ship back, they'll never let us live.
You are crazy. Too many Bond movies.
I don't think so.
You going? Or do we scrub the mission?
I don't really have a choice, do I?
Paranoid? I'm turning the computer back on before anyone gets agitated.
Great.
We can talk about this underway. Computer?
Computer rebooted. Orders, sir?
Initiate launch sequences. Let's put a flame on this Roman candle.
Launch sequence initiated.
Away from launch. T-minus 2 minutes, Mark, and counting. The liquid hydrogen vent valve has been closed and flight pressurization is underway. T-minus 1 minute, 50 seconds, and counting. T-minus 1 minute, 35 seconds, and counting. T-minus 1 minute, 20 seconds, and counting. We can see the purges of the main engines as we prepare for ignition. T-minus 1 minute, 10 seconds, and counting. Liquid hydrogen tank is at flight pressure. T-minus 1 minute, mark, and counting. The firing system for the sound suppression water will be armed in just a couple seconds from now. It has been armed. T-minus 45 seconds and counting. T-minus 40 seconds and counting. The development flight instrumentation recorders are on. T-minus 35 seconds. We're just a few seconds away from switching to the redundant sense sequencer. T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for redundant set sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15, 14, 13. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have...
The tower.
Bring Taylor back and good luck. Burn out. Not that it'll do any of you any good. Loose lips sink ships, I believe is how the phrase went.
Control program confirmed. Now heading downrange.
Need to contact the Master for Technology, Dr. Hassline, that sorry son of a bitch.
Engine's beginning throttling down now at 94%. Normal throttle for most of the flight, 104%. We'll throttle down to 65% shortly. Engines at 65%, three engines running normally, three good fuel cells, three good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles. Downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Engines throttling up. Three engines now at 104%.
Go and throttle up.
Roger, go and throttle up.
Minute 15 seconds. Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Thank you for listening to Episode 6 of Planet of the Apes. Starring in tonight's production were Natasha Lathrop as Dr. Zira, Gareth Preston as Dr. Zayas, Bill Holweg as a gorilla, Burton, the intercom voices, NASA Tech, Colin Snow as Commander Brent, and Mark Kalita as the lawgiver, and Cornelius, the narrator of our tale, and the man of a thousand voices, Dave Sokoljak, as the NASA gate guard, the DJ on the stereo, the skipper, the president, and Ann Lizick as the computer. I would also like to thank Kevin McLeod of royaltyfreemusic.com. Check out their site on the internet.
I would like to thank James from the Lessons from the Lawgiver for the wonderful lesson, and Dave Ballard, who wrote tonight's lesson from the Lawgiver.
Please join us again in 2 weeks' time for Episode 7. Thank you again for listening. This has been a Broken Sea production. Go to BrokenSea.com and check out some of our other audio dramas at www.BrokenSea.com.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.
Journey to a faraway land, where swords and sorcery decide the fate of kingdoms. Travel the paths of warriors and wizards as they fulfill a forgotten prophecy, culminating in a furious battle between the forces of darkness and light. Adventures begin in a humble tavern filled with tall tales and dark secrets. Sit thee down and hearken to the saga of the Grog and Griffin. Only at Westlake Films, in conjunction with Broken Sea Audio, where fantasy audio is forged.
Last day, Capricorn 15s, year of the city,
2274. Carousel begins.
Runner, stop!
A friend of mine went on carousel tonight. Now he's gone.
Logan 5, approach and identify.
Renew!
Well, is this the sanctuary you were so desperate to find? I hope you're satisfied.
Logan's Run by Broken Sea Audio. Based on the 1976 film, this audio dramatization of the classic novel by William F. Nolan and George Clayton Johnson brings to life this terrifying tale of a dystopic future in a whole new way. Coming April 2007, only at BrokenSea.com. From two guys who had way too much time on their hands, a new epic sci-fi audio adventure series, Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc. Featuring the voice talents of Doug Manlin, Natasha Lathrop, Damaris Mannering, and introducing Fifi the Wonder Camel. Just how much abuse can one universe take? Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc., a new epic sci-fi audio adventure series that leaves no sacred cow undipped. From BrokenSea.com. There goes the galaxy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your president speaking. I just wanted to say that I support Broken Sea Productions and all the fine work that they're doing for this country. Where's that intern? Hey, you think you can let that intern in here just for a couple minutes before I go see the Russian premiere? I'm having problems lighting my cigar.
I thought you would never ask.
Hi, this is Paul Mannering, writer and producer for Broken Sea Audio Productions. New material every Thursday. Guerrilla Audio just sounds better. BrokenSea.com.